From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. A former Congolese rebel leader known as the Terminator has pleaded not guilty to charges of war crimes and crimes against humanity. Bosco Ntaganda entered his plea Wednesday on the first day of his trial at the International Criminal Court in The Hague. Prosecutors say Ntaganda is responsible for atrocities committed by his rebel group, the Union of Congolese Patriots, in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo in 2002 and 2003. He faces 13 counts of war crimes and 5 counts of crimes against humanity that include charges of murder, rape, sexual slavery. At least 2,000 people are stranded at the main international train station in Budapest in Hungary after authorities abruptly stopped allowing migrants to travel to Germany and Austria without a visa from the European Union. Under EU rules, migrants must seek asylum in the first country they enter. However, Germany announced last week that it will allow Syrians to apply for refugee status within its borders. Inconsistent application of the rules has left many migrants in limbo. A spokesman for the United Nations Refugee Agency, Barbara Balogh, spoke to VOA and says all countries need to do their part in dealing with this crisis.
All the countries on the way have their own responsibilities in terms of how to deal with these people. So they need to be received better, treated humanly and with dignity.
The 28-member EU plans to hold emergency talks on the issue September 14th. Thailand's military junta and police are speaking of significant progress in their investigation of last night's bombing at a Bangkok shrine that left at least 20 people dead. VOA News. Gunmen wearing military uniforms kidnapped 18 Turkish workers Wednesday in Iraq's capital. Those workers are employed by the construction company Nural Insat. They are constructing a soccer stadium complex northeast of Baghdad. The gunmen kidnapped the workers after knocking down doors and disarming guards around 3 a.m. The indication of the identity is unknown, and the motive is unknown as well. Major stock markets in China and elsewhere in the region saw another day of volatile trading Wednesday. Shanghai stocks plunged nearly 4.5% at the opening before recovering to finish down 0.2%. In Tokyo, the Nikkei also tumbled in the morning trading but ended down the day only 0.4%. Trading was basically flat in Seoul and Sydney. The turbulent trading in Asia followed a poor day on Wall Street. Meanwhile, the head of the IMF, Christine Lagarde, who is visiting Indonesia Wednesday, said the recent market volatility shows how rapidly concerns can spread from one region to the next.
What has been demonstrated in the last few weeks is also how much Asia is at the core of global economy.
And that is the head of the IMF, Christine Lagarde. North Korea has denied apologizing for a landmine explosion that injured 2 South Koreans and says Seoul risks hurting bilateral relations if it implies otherwise. The North's expression of regret over an attack was a central part of a deal reached last week. The South Korean Unification Ministry, meanwhile, Wednesday said it deflected questions about the apology dispute, saying both sides should instead focus on implementing the agreement. That is Ministry spokesman Jung Jun-hee. He says, the fact is the expression of regret was included, and it's not time for us to ride an emotional roller coaster or argue over what's right and wrong about the agreement. Under the terms of the agreement, North Korea expressed regret for the landmine incident. In return, South Korea shut off the anti-Pyongyang propaganda broadcast into the North. Scientists at the World Meteorological Organization warned Tuesday that the current El Niño weather phenomenon could develop into one of the strongest on record. The El Niño event involves a shift in the winds in the Pacific Ocean along the equator every few years. It can result in severe drought in Asia as well as in southern Africa, while bringing heavy rains to North America as well as the Horn of Africa. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.